Now, friends, we come to the third chapter of this very wonderful little book, and I have put with it the last verse of the second chapter and the first three verses here, and I have given it the title, The Father's Love for His Children. And as we said last time in this last verse, verse 29, and I'm reading it again, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Now, it's one thing to testify that we know Christ and are in him. It's quite another to have a life that reveals that he is our righteousness. In other words, it's wonderful to know positionally that we are in Christ and we're accepted in the Beloved. But it's altogether different. I have a life down here that is commensurate with that on our plane down here. In other words, he's saying this, we recognize other believers by their lives and not their lips. Righteousness, you see, is a family characteristic of the father and his children. You see, God's children take after their father. They have his characteristics. But now, will you notice how he puts it in this first verse? Well, I'm going to read it as it is in the text, and then I'm going to give you my translation. And when I give you my translation, as many of you that listen to me know, I don't recommend it. I just want you to hear it. Now I'm reading from the New Scofield Reference Bible. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Now, that is the very wonderful statement that is made. Now, I'm going to give you my translation, and it's literal, and that's all I'm concerned about. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. Listen to this. Behold ye of what sort of love the Father hath bestowed upon or given to us, that we should be named children of God. And we are. And because of this, the world does not know, doesn't begin to understand us, because it did not know or begin to understand him. In other words, what he's saying here is, we do not expect to be the sons of God. We are the sons of God. And that is the better translation that we have. And we are. We are the sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And that is the wonderful statement that he's making here in this particular passage of Scripture. And I feel like this is something that we should emphasize a great deal. Now, the important thing to note here is that the child of God can say emphatically, I am a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. We are. We don't hope to be. We don't expect to be. But the thrilling fact is that every believer can exult and rejoice and constantly thank him. And our boast is not in ourselves, but we're boasting of the wonderful shepherd that we have. Now, the other thing that we need to note here, and before I leave that, I probably should add this, that John has made it perfectly clear that if you are a born-again child of God, you're going to exhibit a life that conforms to the Father, and that a child of God need not be in the false position of saying, as an old hymn used to say, 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love my Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Well, now are we the children of God. He says, right now we are the children of God. Now, the kind of love that he's talking about is, I'd like to call it, a strange kind of love, an unusual kind of love, the kind of love that we're not accustomed to. And that is the meaning here. What manner of love? The Father's loved us, and the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That is, God's love for us. And he goes on to show that God's demonstrated his love. He gave his son to die for us. And how many of us today have somebody that would die for us? And how many folk would you be willing to die for? Well, God loves you, and he's proven his love. He gave his son to die for you. Now, I think the greatest motive in the world and the greatest motivating force in the world is God's love. And it is the greatest drive in the human family today. A man falls in love with a woman. A woman falls in love with a man, and the sacrifices some of them make. And when it's real, genuine love, it's a beautiful thing. It's a noble thing. And it's a wonderful thing. And it's a tremendous drive. And God's love for us is a wonderful, glorious thing. And this brings out the fact that this is the section that's going to emphasize now that God is love. This is a wonderful thing. The true child of God, he's going to prove his spiritual birth by being obedient to God's word. And here we have this wonderful love for us that should motivate us. That's going to be the thing that's going to cause us to want to live for God. Behold, what unusual kind, what a different kind of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And we are. That is the way that some translations have it. And we are the children of God. We don't expect to be. We are the children of God right now. Now, this brings out the thing that I've mentioned several times, and I mention it again, and that is our salvation is in three tenses. I have been saved. I am being saved. I shall be saved. Now, I have been saved. The Lord Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. That is something that you get the moment you trust Christ, and you'll never be any more saved than you are the moment that you trust him. And born again, born into the family of God. You see, he's addressing little children here. These are God's children. We, he says here, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Why? Well, we're his children. It's his children that he's bestowed this love upon. And now they respond to that love by obedience unto him and by living a life that is well-pleasing to him. So you can say, I have been saved, but I am being saved. And Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And Peter says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And John has talked to us along the same line here, that if we are the children of God, we're going to be obedient unto him, we're going to grow, we're going to develop, and we are going to go on in the Christian faith. Now, therefore, we can say, I am being saved.